Halleluuja!
Halleluuja!
Hea tõesti, issand, võtame elu endale.
So Lord, we pray that you would take my life.
Ma seisan oma nõtruses praegu siin.
I'm standing here in my weakness.
Ja palun ja usun, et sa teed ma tugevaks.
And I pray and I believe that you would make me strong.
Ma panen sinu risti ette ennast täielikult maha praegu.
I lay myself down in front of your cross.
Et olla täiesti tühi.
So that I can be completely empty.
Ja palun, et kasuta mind.
And so that you can use me.
Amen.
Amen.
Möödunud nädalal meil oli abikaasa Eveliniga võimalus korra Haapsallu sattuda.
So last week we had this opportunity me and my wife to be in Haapsalu for a while.
Ja seal majas, kus me ööbisime.
And in this house where we were staying.
Oli värava peal silt, et lukusta värav.
There was a sign on the gate. Lock the gate.
Ja välisuksel oli silt, et hoidke välisust lukustatuna.
And there was a sign on the door. Keep the main door locked.
Ja siis ma sain selle nädalal ühe nõudliku e-maili, kus öeldi, et ma unustasin ühe ukse lukustamata.
Then I received this email this week, a reminder that you have not locked this door, very important.
Ja siis ma loen see nädal uudistest, et Eesti tahetakse jälle lukku panna.
And I'm reading from the news again that they want to lock up Estonia again.
Ja noh, mõned on ka juba öelnud, et varsti pannakse ka teisiti mõtlejad või teisiti uskujad lukku taha kusagil.
And you know, people are saying that soon, you know, people who think differently or act differently, we want to lock all of them up as well.
Ja siis täna hommikul, kui ma hakkasin kirikusse tulema.
And this morning when I was coming to church.
Ma leidsin välisukse juures sellise pildi.
I found this this picture in the by the main door.
Mille mu tütar Inge oli joonistanud.
My daughter Inge had painted this.
Siin on mingid inimesed suure tabaluku juures ja karjuvad. Aah!
And there is a lot of people by this big massive lock and they are shouting.
Ilmselgelt nad tahavad, et see lukk oleks avatud.
It's obvious that they want this lock to be opened.
Inge oli selle eelmine nädal siin samas kirikus joonistanud.
And last week she had drawn this picture here.
Teadmata, et ta tänasele jutlusele illustratsiooni on teinud.
Not knowing that she had made an illustration for this week's sermon.
Ja tõesti, meie sees on ka palju lukke.
And there's a lot of locks in our hearts.
Ahelaid.
And a lot of chains.
Nagu süüdunne.
And there's guilt.
Enese haletsus.
And there's self-pity.
Sõltuvused.
There's addictions.
Andestamatus.
There's unforgiveness.
Viha.
There's anger or rage.
Aga
hatred.
Mis iganes on meie sees või meie ümber lukus.
But whatever is locked in ourselves or around us.
Võti on olemas.
We have the key.
Mis te arvate? Mis võti see on?
What do you think, what is the key?
See on Jeesus.
It's Jesus.
Jeesus on võti.
Jesus is the key.
Taeva riiki.
Into the kingdom of heaven.
Jeesus tahab lahti lukustada kõik ahelad.
Jesus wants to unlock all of the chains.
Jeesus ütles, mina olen tee ja tõde ja elu.
Jesus said, I am the truth, the way and the life.
Ükski ei saa minna isa juurde muidu kui minu kaudu.
No one can come to the Father except through me.
Jeesus teeb ahelad lahti meie sees.
Jesus unlocks the chains in our lives.
Ja meie ümber.
And around us.
Ja me ei saa ilma selle võtmeta.
And we cannot do it without this key.
Ma usun, et sa oled sellest aru saanud juba.
I believe that you have already understood this.
Kogenud iga päev.
And you have experienced this every day.
Et me ei saa ilma võtmeta.
We cannot do it without the key.
Kristjan sai ka sellest paar aastat tagasi väga hästi aru Adaveres.
A few years ago in Adavere, Chris really learned this lesson as well.
Oli üks järjekordne missioni trip Tallinnasse tegema Rada 61 kursust. So,
we had this trip to Tallinn to do this Route 61 course there.
Ja see kord ei saanud mina kaasa teenima minna, Chris pidi üksi minema.
And this occasion I could not go with him, so Chris had to go by himself.
Ja Alari pidi Pärnust siis teist kaudu tulema bussiga.
And Alari was coming another way from Pärnu.
Ma andsin enda auto Kristjanile, et ta saaks minna sinna Tallinna.
So I gave my car to Chris so that he could drive to Tallinn.
Ja unustasin võtma enda tasku.
But I forgot the key in my pocket.
Autol ei olnud võtit vaja nagu sisestada, piisas nagu nupu vajutusest, aga võti pidi kaasas olema.
You know, it's one of those cars that you can just press the button and it starts. But to start, the key actually has to be in the car.
Ja esmapilgul oli näiliselt kõik väga okei.
So at first everything seemed to be fine.
Kuni Chris mõtles, et Adavere tanklas oleks hea, eks kohv võtta.
When Chris thought that in this petrol station there in Adavere, it's nice to buy a coffee.
No mingi tunni kaugusel juba võtmest.
So you are 1 hour away from where the key is.
Ja sel hetkel, kui ta auto välja lülitas.
And at that moment when it switched off the engine of the car.
Hetkega ta taipas, et Meelis ei olnud võtit.
At the same moment he realized Meelis didn't give me the key.
Ja ilma võtmete.
And without the key.
Ei saa minna missioni retkele.
You cannot go to this mission trip.
Kui sul ei ole seda võtit.
If you do not have the key.
Siis ei saa minna teiste inimeste ahelaid lahti keerama.
You cannot go and unlock other people's chains.
Sest sa oled ikka veel 2 tunni kaugusel.
Because you're still 2 hours away.
Ja see oli päris selline olukord, kus sa ise oled nagu täiesti nõrk olukorra ees.
And that was one of those moments that you were completely helpless in front of the situation.
Sest mulle ei olnud ka teist autot, et talle nagu järgi kihutada.
Because I didn't have a second car to go and take the key there.
Ja lähenes aeg, kus ta pidi juba Tallinnas olema, et neid inimesi tervitada.
And the time to start the meeting was coming close.
Ja jäi üle ainult palvetada.
The only thing we had left to do was to pray.
Oma nõrkuses lihtsalt täielikult lihtsalt usaldada Jumalat.
And in our weakness just to trust God completely.
Ja mina teisel pool palvetan, et ärevus kaoks ja tuleks mingi jumalik lahendus.
And on the other side I'm praying, Lord, take away the, you know, anxiety and just give a godly answer to this.
Et natukene nagu õli veel tulla valada.
So to make this situation even more complicated.
Vahepeal selgus, et Alari, kes on juba teel Tallinna.
So we realized Alari, who was already driving to Tallinn on a bus.
Oli unustanud selle võtma koju, mis selle seminari ruumi pidi lahti keerama Tallinnas.
He had forgot the key home to open the seminary room there.
Nii et inimlikult hakkas tunduma, et kui see kursus üldse täna toimub, siis sa saab ainult Jumalale, kes selle paneb toimuma.
So we realized at this moment, if this course is gonna happen tonight, it's only because of God.
Palve ajal tekis nagu selline vastus laenata ühelt tuttavalt auto ja hakata Kristjani suunas sõitma.
And just, you know, when I was praying, I had this answer to borrow this car from a friend and start driving to get the key there.
Aga Jumal tahtis meie usku veelgi proovile panna.
But God wanted to test our faith even further.
5 kilomeetri pärast see auto lõpetas oma töötamise.
5 kilometers I had driven with this car when it completely broke down.
Me jätkasime palvetamist.
We continued praying.
Aeg tiksus.
The time was going forward.
Ilma nende võtmeteta ei saa.
Without these keys, nothing's gonna happen.
Kuni üks teine tuttav oli nõus tulema minult võtma võtme ja ise sõitma Adaverre.
Until this other friend was willing to come and pick up the key from me and drive to Adaverre.
Kuigi tal oli ka 4 last ja sõike mõnus õhtune pereaeg käes.
And she had 4 kids. And you know, the evening with the family was approaching.
Aga Jumal pani südames meid aidata.
But God put it upon her heart to help us.
Ja Kristjan jõudis sinna rada 61-le minuti täpsusega.
And Chris arrived at this meeting exactly on the minute.
Alari oli ka kuidagi kellegi leidnud, kes selle ukse lahti tegi.
Alari had found somebody to unlock the door.
Kõik oli justi valmis sätitud, nagu poleks vahepeal pingelist olukord üldse olnud.
Everything was ready, you know, set up as if nothing had gone wrong.
Ja tõesti, seda tegi ainult Jumal.
And this is only God's doing.
Ilma võtmeta me poleks saanud.
Without the key would have never been able to make it.
Inimlikult täiesti lootusetu olukord.
Humanly speaking, completely impossible situation.
Ja seda aru saades niimoodi usust üles köetuna.
And understanding this and, you know, build up by faith.
Ütles Chris pärast, et sellest tuli üks väga võimas Rado 61 sessioon.
And Chris said afterwards that it was a very powerful session at this Route 61 course.
Kui sa oled näinud, kuidas Jumal teeb tööd ja sul on see võti.
Because if you see how God works and you have this key.
Siis sa saad minna teiste inimeste ahelaid lahti keerama.
You can go and start unlocking other people's chains.
Sest Jeesus on meid läkitanud taevariigi ust lahti keerama teiste inimeste sees.
Because Jesus has called us to go and unlock the kingdom of heaven in other people's lives.
Kui Jeesus küsis Peetruselt, et kelle sina ütled mind olevat.
When Jesus asked Peter, who do you say that I am?
Ja Peetrus ütles, et sina oled Messias.
And Peter said that you are the Messiah.
Siis ütles Jeesus talle.
And then Jesus said to him.
Ma annan sulle taeva riigi võtmed.
I will give you the keys of kingdom.
Ehk autoriteedi.
It means authority.
Minna.
To go.
Ja keerata inimeste ahelad lahti.
To unlock change in people's lives.
Ja Jeesus ütleb, et ja mida iganes sa kinni seod maa peal.
And Jesus says, whatever you bind up on earth.
On seotud ka taevas.
It will be bound in heaven.
Ja mida iganes sa lahti päästad maa peal.
And whatever you set loose on earth.
See on lahti päästetud ka taevas.
It's also loosened in heaven.
Jeesus on meid läkitanud öeldes.
And Jesus has sent us saying.
Minnes kuulutage.
Go and preach.
Taeva riik on lähedal.
The kingdom of heaven is near.
Tehke terveks haigeid.
Heal all the sick people.
Äratage üles surnuid.
Raise up all the dead people.
Tehke puhtaks pidalitõbised.
Cleanse the lepers.
Ja ajaga välja kurja vaime.
And cast out demons.
Tõtab, võtke vastu püha vaim.
He says, receive the Holy Spirit.
Kellel iganes te patud andeks annate.
Whoever you forgive their sins.
Neile on andeks antud.
They have been forgiven.
Jeesus on andnud meile selle võtme.
Jesus has given us this key.
Ta on andnud meile ennast. Tema ongi võti.
He has given us himself. He is the key.
Tema läkitab meid selle võtmega keerama lahti taevariigi ust teiste inimeste ees.
He has sent us out with the key of the kingdom of heaven to release other people.
Kõik, kes usuvad Jeesust, et teda appi hüüavad, neil on taevariik avatud.
Because everybody who believe in Jesus and call out to him, to them the kingdom of heaven is open.
Ja Jeesus väga tahab kõikide inimeste ahelad lahti keerata.
And Jesus desires to set people free and break their chains.
Kuidas meie saame seda võtit ulatada teistele inimestele?
How can we hand this key to other people?
Kuidas meie saame seda teha?
How can we do it?
Ma usun, et vastus on, mida Jumal on tänaseks ilmutanud, on see, et kui ma olen nõder.
I believe the answer that God has already revealed today is that when I am weak,
siis ma olen vägev.
Then I am strong.
Siis ma olen vägev evangeeliumi kuulutama.
Then I am strong to preach the gospel.
Kui ma tunnistan, et mina olen nõder.
When I acknowledge that I am weak.
Kui sa kuulutad evangeeliumi tänaval,
when you are preaching on the street,
või töö juures töökaaslastele,
or at your workplace to your colleagues,
või koolis,
or in the school,
või kui sa koguduses teed siin seda leivamurdmise juttu,
or when you are sharing the communion talk here,
Chillan rääkis ka täna nendest ahelatest, mis on lukus ja mida me peame laskma Jeesusel lahti keerata enda sees.
And Chillan also was talking today about the chains, you know, in our hearts that we need to ask Jesus to set us free from.
Siis me peame tegema ennast Jumala eest täiesti tühjaks.
What we have to do is just empty ourselves in front of the Lord.
Ütleme, et jah, mina olen nõrk, Jeesus.
Just to say, Lord, I am weak.
Sina tee tööd läbi minu.
You work through me.
Jeesus ütles Paulusele, et sulle piisab minu armust.
And Jesus said to Paul, for you, my grace is sufficient.
Sest nõtruses saab vägi täielikuks.
Because in the weakness, the power comes complete.
Ja siis Paulus ütlebki, et nii ma siis kiitlengi meelsamine oma nõtrusest.
And then, you know, Paul says, therefore I boast in my weakness.
Et Kristuse vägi laskuks elama minu peale.
So that the power of Christ can descend upon me.
Sest kui ma olen nõder, siis ma olen vägev.
Because when I am weak, then I am strong.
Kunagi aastaid tagasi mul juhtus korra selline piinlik lugu.
A few years ago I had this very embarrassing thing happen to me.
Või no, vähemalt sellel hetkel oli see küllaltki piinlik.
At the moment it was quite embarrassing.
Lahkusin tanklast kütuse eest makstes.
I came out from the petrol station, I had paid for the fuel.
Ja kohe, kui sa astud sealt uksest välja, on üks prügikast.
As soon as I had stepped out of the door, there is this rubbish bin.
Ja hajameelselt selle ära kortsutatud tšeki asemel.
So just, you know, being a bit haste in my head, instead of the receipt I had crumbled up,
kukutasin ma sinna prügikasti auto võtmed.
I dropped the keys of the car into the bin.
Siis kõndisin ise rahulikult autoni.
I walked to the car.
Ja kui siis selgus, et ilma võtmeta ei saa.
And when I realized that you can't actually get in without the car, with the key.
Ja kui ma taipasin, mis oli just hetk tagasi juhtunud.
And when I realized what had just happened a few moments ago.
Siis tuli mul teha selline sellel hetkel väga alandlikuna tundunud samm.
I had to do this thing that was very humbling at the time.
Oma ülikonna selline käis üles käärida.
As like, you know, rolling up the sleeve of my suit.
Kõikide inimeste nähes, sukelduda prügikasti.
All the people around me, you go into the bin.
See oli päris palju prügi igasugust.
There was a lot of different things, lots
mõni,
of rubbish.
Mõni kuiv, mõni märg.
Some things were dry, some things were wet.
kohe ei leia seda võtit.
I can't find the key straight
Inimesed
away.
Inimesed lähevad mööda, vaatavad mõistvalt.
People are walking past, thinking yes.
Kohe näha, inimene otsib võtit.
You can see that he's searching for the key.
Ja vahel meil on vaja enda alandada.
Sometimes we need to humble ourselves.
Et saada kätte see võti.
To get the key.
Vahel on meil vaja surra risti ees oma hirmuga.
Sometimes we need to die to our fear in front of the cross.
Sest jah, ka evangeeliumi levitamises hirm võib olla väga suur takistus.
And you know, the fear, it can be a massive obstacle in preaching the gospel.
Me peame selle hirmuga minema risti ette ja selle lihtsalt panema siia maha, sest me ei saa muidu seda tööd
teha. And we have to take this fear to the cross. And we have to put it here, otherwise we cannot do what we need.
Võib-olla ka selline rahaline häda tuleb risti peale maha panna.
Maybe sometimes your financial trouble, you have to put it upon the cross.
Tunda rõõmu sellest, et raha ei ole.
Just rejoice in the fact that you don't have any money.
Sest mõelda, kui meil oleks kogu aeg piiramatult raha.
Imagine if we had money unlimited all the time.
Ma hakkaks võib-olla kohe mõtlema mingitest suurtest evangeelsetest koosolekutest.
We might start to dream about these massive gospel crusades.
Mis ei pruugi üldse olla Jumala plaan selles ajas.
And it might not be God's plan in the time.
Mõnikord on õnnistus, et meil ei ole neid ressursse.
Sometimes it's a blessing that we do not have the resources we need.
Ja võib-olla sellise ebamugavate tingimuste vastumeelsus tuleb risti peale panna.
And sometimes, you know, all the situations that are against us and we feel under those, we need to put those on the cross as well.
Siis see võib olla suur takistus evangeeliumi levitamises.
Because it can be a massive obstacle in preaching the gospel.
Võib-olla tänaval on mingi marutuul ja vihm.
Maybe there is a massive storm on the street.
Siis mis hoiab sind seal tänaval ja püsti?
What does hold you on that street and standing up?
Või kui ümbrus on väga lärmakas ja väga raske on kellelegi üldse midagi rääkida.
Or when it's very loud the environment and it's very hard to say something
või
to anybody.
Või kui inimesed ümber ringi on väga õelad ja kohe hakkavad kuidagi vastu midagi halvasti ütlema.
Or people are very mean around you and they just shout back at you straight away.
Või inimestel ei ole aega sind kuulata.
Or when people do not have time to listen to you.
Sa võid lihtsalt korraks ette kujutada neid LHV poisse kusagil kaubanduskeskuse uksel. Mis tunne neil võib olla?
You can imagine the LHV guys in the mall. How do they feel?
Nad peavad olema ikka väga palju enne endas suretanud.
They have to die to a lot of things in themselves before they go to work.
Jeesus ütleb ka, et kui keegi tahab käia minu järel.
Jesus says, if anybody wants to follow me.
Siis ta salaku oma mina.
He has to deny himself.
Võtku oma rist päevast päeva.
Pick up his cross daily.
Enda peale ja järgnegu mulle.
And follow me.
Sest kes iganes tahab päästa oma elu, kaotab selle.
Because whoever tries to save his life loses it.
Aga kes iganes kaotab oma elu minu pärast.
But whoever loses his life for my sake.
See päästab selle.
Will gain it.
Vend Andrew, see on tema selline varju nimi.
Brother Andrew, which is the guy's alias name.
Hollandi missionär.
Missionary from Netherlands.
Kes siis pärast teist maailmasõda alustas oma sellist missionitööd kommunistlikes riikides.
So after the Second World War, he started his ministry in the previous Soviet countries or Soviet countries.
Smugeldades piibleid siis sinna raudse eesriide taha.
So smuggling Bibles through the Iron Curtain.
Sest nendes riikides olid piiblid kujust mitte otseselt keelatud.
So in those countries, if the Bible wasn't completely illegal,
siis valitsused tegid kõik, mis nad suutsid, et need ei oleks lihtsalt kätte saadavad.
Then the government would do anything they could to make them unavailable.
Nii et isegi paljudel kirikuõpetajatel ei olnud oma piiblit.
So a lot of the ministers, they did not own a Bible.
Ja oma selles aastate pikkuses missionitöös.
And in many years of his ministry.
Mis oli tema viis evangeeliumi levitada.
Which was his way of sharing the gospel.
Inimesteni seda tähtsat võtit viima.
To bring this important key to the people.
Ja nende ahelaid lahti keerama.
And to unlock their chains.
Aastate jooksul nägi ta nii palju seda, kuidas ainult oma nõtruses ta sai vägeväks.
Over the years, so many times he saw that only in his weakness he can succeed.
Kord oli ta piibleid täis autoga ületamas Rumeenia piiri.
So one of these times he had the car full of the Bibles and he was going across the border to Romania.
Piiblid mõistagi olid seal autos igale poole ära peidatud.
And all the Bibles, they were hidden in this car.
Ometi läbi otsimisel oleks nad täiesti leitavad.
Although if the car was searched, they would find them all.
Ja ta näeb piiril, et tema ees on ainult 6 autot.
And he sees that in front of him on the border there's only 6 cars.
Ja mõtleb, et ah, see läheb kiiresti.
He thinks, so this will take, you know, this won't take long.
Aga kui 40 minutit hiljem on ikka veel seda esimest autot, see kontrollimine on veel pooleli.
And 40 minutes later they are still inspecting the first car.
Siis ta mõtleb kaastundest, et oh, vaene mees, et nendel piirivalvuritel on ikka väga midagi tema vastu.
And so he thinks, you know, our poor guy, these border guards really must have something against him.
Ja kui järgmise auto kontrollimine on juba kestnud 30 minutit.
And when they have inspected the second car for 30 minutes.
Inimesed kontrolli ajaks välja aetud autost.
And they had taken the people out of the car to search it.
Ja autol Andrew kirjutab, et võeti ka istmed välja.
And Andrew says that they even took the seats out of the car.
Ja mingid mootori detailid lahti, et kontrollida, aga seal midagi varjatud, peidatud ei ole.
And they had taken apart the engine to see if there was something hidden in it.
No, ma kujutan ette, et seal 50-60-ndatel ilmselt autod olid natukene lihtsamini demonteeritavad.
I believe in the 50s and 60s the cars were a little bit easier to take apart.
Siis ta saab aru, et ta on tõsises hädas.
Then he realizes I'm in trouble here.
Sest tal on auto täis salakaupa.
Because he has the car full of, you know, smuggling goods.
Rumeenia keelseid piibleid, mida ta on kaasa toonud oma vendadele ja õdedele raudse eesriide taga.
The Bibles in Romanian that he has brought to his brothers and sisters behind the Iron Curtain.
Ja ta saab aru, et mitte ükski kavalus ega tarkus ei aita teda sellest olukorrast enam välja.
He realizes that no matter how smart or clever he is, he cannot smuggle himself out of this situation.
Ja ta hüüab Jumala poole välja oma nõtruses.
And in his weakness he cries out to God.
Ja mõtleb, et ennast nagu täielikult Jumalast sõltuvusse panna.
And so he thinks so that he can, you know, rely wholly upon the Lord.
Ta võtab paar eksemplari piiblit ja viskab need demonstratiivselt oma kõrvalistmele nähtavale.
He takes couple of the Bibles and lays them out on the seat next to him.
Et oleks ikka täiesti kindel, et ainult Jumal saab teda sellest jamast välja tuua.
So he can be fully confident that only God can help him out of this situation.
Ja kui siis viimaks jõuab järg temani.
So when finally it's his turn to be checked.
Ta tahab avada oma juhi ust, et välja minna.
He wants to open the door to go out.
Ta ei saa ust avada.
He can't open the door.
Sest piirivalvuri jalg toetub vastu ust ja takistab avamist.
Because the border guard, he has his knee against the door, so it can't be opened.
Piirivalvur paari mühatuse saatel küsib dokumente.
So the border guard just asks for the documents.
Heidab neile mõningase pilgu.
Just looks upon them quickly.
Annab dokumentid tagasi.
Gives the documents back.
Ja vehib, et pane edasi.
Just waves. Keep going.
Ja Andrew mõtleb, et oota, nagu päriselt.
And Andrew's thinking, really?
See võttis nagu vaevalt 30 sekundit.
It didn't take 30 seconds.
Vaatab veel taha, vaata peeglisse.
Looks in the rear view mirror.
Näeb, kuidas piirivalvur järgmisel autole näitab, et noh, tule nüüd sina.
And, you know, invites the next car.
Ainult Jumal sai need piirivalvurid kuidagi ära lukustada.
Only God could, you know, keep those border guards.
Oma täielikus nõtruses oleme me tugevad.
In our, you know, complete weakness, that's where we are strong.
Palju lugusid seal vend Andrewl oli, kus Jumal piirivalvurid tegi lihtsalt pimedaks.
There's so many stories where God has just completely blinded these border guards.
Lühidalt veel üks lugu temalt Ungarist.
A quick story from him from Hungary.
Ta oli oma taaskord piibleid täis autoga Ungaris peatunud just ühe järve ääres, et natukene einastada teeserval.
And he had stopped with a car full of Bibles again by this lake to eat a little bit.
Ta oli just avanud oma ubade ja porgandite purgi, nagu ta kirjutab.
So he had opened this can of carrots and beans.
Kui ta kuuleb, et suurel kiirusel selle sama järve peal läheneb otse temale või piirivalvurit mootorpaat.
And he sees this boat of the border guard coming straight to him on the lake.
Ja need piirivalvurid tulevad tema juurde.
And these border guards, they come to him.
ja muidugi täiesti umbkeelsed.
And they cannot speak to each other because of the language.
Ja Andrew ei oska omakorda ungari keelt.
And he can't speak Hungarian either.
Ja siis Andrew puhtas hollandi keeles ütlebki, et kas pole kaunis päev täna?
And Andrew says in Dutch, isn't it a lovely day here today?
Piirivalvurid ainult natuke mühatuvad ja lähevad otse tema auto juurde ja avavad uksed.
And they just, you know, grunt at him and go to the car and open the doors.
Algab auto läbi otsimine.
And they start to search the car.
Andrew pakub, et kas soovitega minuga einestada.
And he offers them, do you want to eat a little bit with me?
Hollandi keeles räägib.
Speaking to them in Dutch.
Ja üks piirivalvuritest kuidagi lihtsalt umbes pahaselt mühatab umbes, et... Ma küll mingit altke maksu siin vastu ei võta.
And one of the guys is like, no, I'm not accepting any bribe.
Ja siis Andrew mõtleb, et huvitav, kas praegu oleks asjakohane teha söögi palve või pigem mitte.
And he's thinking, is it, you know, a good opportunity for me to say grace for the food?
Kui nagu nii piirivalvurid on sukeldunud tema autosse ja ilmselt juba on näinud kõiki neid piiblikaste.
And thinking all the border guards are already in the car and obviously have seen all the boxes of Bibles.
Sel ajal Ungaris tohtis olla mis tahes kristliku kirjandust ainult enda tarbeks.
In that time in Hungary you were only allowed to have any Christian literature for your own personal use.
Mitte midagi, mis on uus.
Nothing that's new.
Ega mitte midagi, mida on palju.
Or nothing that's many of.
Nii et igal juhul oli Andrew väga suures hädas.
He was in a great trouble.
Ja ta palvetas Jumala poole.
And he was praying.
Ja ta otsustas teha siiski ka söögi palve.
So he decided to say grace.
Eriti valjult.
Very loudly.
Eriti südamest.
From the bottom of his
heart. Ülevoolavalt.
You know, overflowingly.
Kogu oma kehaga.
With all of his body.
Ja pärast ta mõtleb, et huvitav kogu selle söögi palve aja.
He thought, during this whole prayer...
Ta ei kuulnud auto juurest mitte mingeid läbi otsimisega kaasnevaid hääli.
He didn't hear them searching the car.
Palve lõpetanud vaatab ta sinna auto poole.
And when he has finished the prayer, he looks up on the car.
Ja piirivalvurid lihtsalt jõllitavad teda.
And all of the guys are staring at him.
Ja hetki hiljem.
And the next moment.
Et kolm piirivalvurid.
Those three border guards.
Lihtsalt jooksevad oma paati.
They run into their boat.
Ja sõidavad ära.
And they drive away.
Kui seda ei teinud Jumal.
If God did not do that,
siis käis veel.
Then who else was it?
Ainult oma täieliku nõrkuse vastuvõtmisel.
In, you know, accepting the weakness.
Saame me teha seda Jumala kuningriigi tööd.
We can do the work of God's kingdom.
Ja kui Andrew hakkas ühel hetkel endale ka siis nagu meeskonda laiendama, et jõuda samal ajal rohkematesse riikidesse.
And you know, Andrew, he started to gather some brothers to work with him to reach more countries.
Ja siis need uued meeskonna liikmed palusid tal siis jagada piiriületuseks häid nippe.
So these new team members, they were asking him, can you give us some advice about how to cross the border?
Siis Andrew ei jaganud tema nendega neid nippe.
And Andrew would not share any of those tips.
Sest mitte ainult see, et see oleks ohtlik, et need mustrid võidaks kuidagi avastada.
Not only it's dangerous because these patterns, they can become obvious to the border guards.
Vaid Andrew ütleb, et mingid nippe ei olegi.
Andrew just says, there is no tips.
Sest kogu seda tööd on kogu aeg läbi aastate teinud Jumal.
Because through all of these years, God has been doing this work.
Meie ülesanne on lihtsalt anda end oma nõrkusest talle üle.
Our job is to give ourselves over to him in humility and weakness.
Ja Paulus kirjutab, et me kiitleme ka viletsusest teades.
And Paul says we also rejoice in trouble knowing
et viletsus toob kannatlikkuse
that trouble brings patience
ja kannatlikkust on meil tõesti vaja evangeelses töös
and patience is what we need in sharing the gospel
sest vahel on vaja rääkida 777 korda
because sometimes you need to say the same thing for 777 times
ikka samas usus
in the same faith
enne kui see inimene võtab selle sõna vastu
before that person would receive the word
Kannatlikkus aga toob läbikatsutuse.
And patience produces endurance.
Et me veenduksime, et me ikka ise ka piisaval määral usume.
So that we are, you know, convinced ourselves of the faith we possess.
Läbikatsutus toob lootuse, kirjutab Paulus.
And endurance that brings hope.
sellel me peame tõesti kogu aeg lootma ja uskuma ja nägema oma lootuses ümber ringi kõiki inimesi päästetuna.
And we just need to have this hope that we can see people around us and that they might will get saved.
Aga lootus ei jäta häbisse.
And the hope will never fail us.
Mis iganes tingimused on, me ei jää häbisse.
No matter what the circumstances, we will not be put to shame.
Oma nõrkuses me ei jää tegelikult häbisse.
In our weakness, we will not be put to shame.
Sest Jumala armastus on välja valatud meie südamesse püha vaimu läbi.
Because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
Ja tõesti, püha vaimu oma nõrkuses usaldades, me oleme tugevad.
When we trust the Holy Spirit in our weakness, then we are strong.
Ja see Jumala armastus, millest Paulus siin räägib, kui oluline see on selles töös.
And the love of God that Paul is speaking about here, it's crucial in this work.
Kunagi nägin ühte videot, kuidas 90. Alguses Tallinnas trammis üks mees kuulutas evangeeliumi.
I saw this video from the 90s of this guy who was preaching the gospel in the tram in Tallinn.
Ja see, seda meest seal enamus ei tahtnud kuulata.
Most of the people, they did not want to listen to him.
Ignoreerisid paremal juhul.
They were ignoring him in best cases.
Mõned ka ütlesid, et kui minu ei usu Jumalat, räägi midagi.
Some people said, oh, I don't believe in God, please be quiet.
Mõni teine ikka ütles ka, et mulle võid küll rääkida.
Some other people said, you can tell me about it.
Olud olid väga ebamugavad, kui sa mõtled.
The circumstances were very uncomfortable.
See on väga lühike eetri aeg.
You have such a short time.
Enne kui inimene võib-olla järgmises peatuses maha läheb.
Before the person leaves in the next stop.
Lärm.
There's noise.
Inimesed ei taha sind kuulata.
People do not want to listen to you.
Aga see armastus, mis tema näost kiirgas, kui ta seda tegi.
But the love that was shining out of his face when he was doing it.
See on see töö, mida Jumal meiega teeb, kui me tunnistame ennast nõrgaks.
That's the work that God will do in our lives when we admit our weakness.
Nii et, kuidas siis viia inimestele seda võtit?
How do we take the key to the people?
Pane endast kõik täielikult risti ette maha, kui sa seda teed.
Just put everything in front of the cross when you do it.
Tunnista meelsasti oma nõtrust.
Happily accept your weakness.
Rõõmuga kannata Jeesuse nimel.
Rejoice when you are persecuted for Christ.
Ja lase see läbi issandale end kasvatada.
And let God grow you through it.
Ja Jumala armuga.
And with God's grace.
Ja püha vaimuga.
And with the help of the Holy Spirit.
Vii seda võtit, seda evangeeliumi võtit inimestele. Enda ümber iga päev.
Take the key of the kingdom of God to the people around you every single day.
Amen.
Amen.